Jesus warned that just prior to his return, lawlessness would abound and nation would fight or war against nation. We are living in the days of increasing lawlessness. There's lawlessness in the courts. Politicians are engaged in full-time lawlessness and even with deeds that smack of treason. Even the mass media seems to be engaged in lawlessness as they spread fake news. And lawlessness is increasing in the streets virtually everywhere you look. And the Greek word for nation in the statement of Jesus fighting against nation is ethnos. Ethnos means people groups. Jesus was saying that just before his return, we should expect to see a mass increase of people groups fighting against people groups. Enter into our current world the radical Islamic people groups that are bent on killing every person that does not hold their wicked ideals. For they are especially dead set to rid the world of Christians and Jews, two other people groups. And they portray themselves as being harmless and caring. Think of this. This is reported in the Daily Mail coming out of London just the other day. The article states, "The Jovial Jihadi, how killer father of two tricked his neighbors into thinking he was a nice guy by playing football with children while secretly harboring a destructive hatred and frequently changing his appearance." The West is falling for this stuff. Hook, line, and sinker, especially politicians and mass media. Meanwhile, the news continues to pour in about the state of England's troubles in dealing with terrorism and the threats of terrorism to the Western world. Donald Trump is calling things as he sees them. In a tweet regarding London, he wrote, "We must stop being politically correct and get down to the business of security for our people." And Theresa May, the Prime Minister of the UK, who has seemed to be a sympathizer, but now perhaps is facing reality, as she stated in an interview with BBC, "This was an attack on London and the United Kingdom, but it was also an attack on the free world." But in all of this, as we read how ISIS encourages every jihadist to kill the infidels during Ramadan, we have a politically correct world that wants everyone to do a group hug and pretend that there is nothing to be alarmed about. Enter into that. The Washington Post responded to the Trump tweet with the title of an article that says, "With his London tweets, Trump embarrasses himself and America once again." An MSNBC anchor, Thomas Roberts, theorized on Sunday that President Trump is trying to provoke a terrorist attack on U.S. soil in order to prove himself right about Islamic terrorism. Statements like this only embolden the enemy. Adding to that, we have a globalist movement of elites that refuse to close borders to keep good people from being blown up and to keep bad people out, all in the name of love. This is absurd. I love my family. I don't prove that I love my family by inviting no murderers to come into my house or invite them over for dinner. Quite the opposite. I do all I can to protect my family by protecting who and what comes into our home, including using gates and alarms and video and dogs and guns and whatever. But I can only interpret that the reason so many world leaders refuse to admit Islamic terrorism is evil and is a problem that originates in the Quran is because they have a global agenda, and their global agenda does not include you and me. We have a politically incorrect Bible to guide us in truth while we navigate this politically correct, insane world that only throws at us fake news and insists on giving us lies. Yet again, I am reminded how accurately the Bible describes where we are right now as it says, "Know this, that in the last days perilous times will come." Doesn't that seem to describe where we are now? Perilous times? "For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control." Sounds like today. "Brutal," the Bible goes on and says, "despisers of good, traitors, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God." I look at that verse and I think, man, the Bible describes the days of the end in ways that are eerily similar to today. And speaking of those days, Jesus said for us to watch and be ready. And folks, so many events are happening that point to the soon return of the Messiah. I've got to ask you this. Are you ready to meet Him? Do you know that when you die, you're going to heaven? Listen, all the things that I see happening right now give me the insight that the Bible is absolutely true when it comes to the prophetic things of the Word of God. The Bible's true when it came to the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He came to die for the sins of anyone that would believe in Him. So that when you die, if you believe in Him, you would not perish, but you would have eternal life. And so as I look at the events shaping up today, the Bible told us thousands of years ago what the world will look like. Listen, folks, it looks like we are entering into that world right now. So I've got to ask you again, are you ready to meet the Lord when you die? If you want to know that when you die, you're going to heaven, if you want to be forgiven of your sins, then this is what you need to do. You need to admit that you're a sinner. You need to repent of your sin. You need to ask Christ to forgive you of your sin. What does it mean to repent? To repent means to make a U-turn. You make a conscious decision to turn from your sin and surrender to Christ. Listen, if you want to do that, you want to know that when you die, you're going to heaven and you're forgiven of your sin, then pray this with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner, but I want to be forgiven. Right now, I repent of my sin and unbelief, and I surrender to You as Lord. I will follow You all the days of my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.